Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me in the studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And by telephone this morning, I believe from Montevideo, Minnesota, Ann Tracy, a consultant for the Blandin Foundation, puts together a blog called Blandin on Broadband. Welcome to the show, Ann.
Thank you.
So apparently in the omnibus bill at the legislature, there is some funding for expansion of broadband access in rural Minnesota. Is that correct?
That's true. As it stands right now, there's about $25 million set for next year for broadband projects, mostly to build infrastructure, but there also is a focus on increasing adoption. So that's in the cards of the hoping that there would be some decisions made last night. There aren't. The original bill was for $100 million, which would have been great. At this point, it'd be nice to see any money go to broadband infrastructure with the hope that will get them used to spending a little bit of money on broadband infrastructure.
So clearly you feel that there are some places that are lacking, and I imagine you have data to back that up.
Yes, we do. We do. And the devil's a little bit in the details as far as the bill goes and as far as deciding how many people are still in need of broadband. What we need is people to have access to better broadband, access to broadband that's going to make a difference in the things that they can do, like e-learning, a lot of telehealth applications that require, if not asynchronous, at least a heck of a lot better upload speeds, so that you can participate in engaging things online.
Right. Are there other business opportunities lost, missed opportunities because of slower speeds?
I think that there definitely are. If you don't have, well, here I am in Montevideo, and I'm working in Lacaprelle County. They actually have fiber to the home throughout most of the county here. Unusually, it's some of the main cities in the county that don't have access. So businesses are actually starting to move to the more rural areas where they can get fiber. If you have a software development company, even if you have a business that just requires a computer, you might just have a Main Street business, take a look at some of the broadband that's been required to do some of the upgrades to Windows 8, for example. Something that can take just a few minutes with good broadband is taking hours of people's time. And really, if you don't have access to run a credit card, that's a problem. If you don't have access to take advantage of some of the tech support that's available online, that's a problem. It's closing a lot of doors on all businesses. But then, as I said, also you take a look at some of the software or app development or a lot of the really growing fields in the area, and those just aren't possible in areas that don't have broadband.
Hey, Ann, thanks so much. I appreciate your time.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.